Indoor dining will resume for the fully vaccinated next week without time limits, but with stricter rules for social distancing when unvaccinated children are present, under plans to be considered by government today. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times, which reports that the previous time limit of 105 minutes for tables within a metre of each other is expected to be scrapped, but that an 11:30 closing time will remain in place for now. The paper reports that it's expected that approval will be given for indoor hospitality to reopen as early as next Monday. The heatwave generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Irish Independent. The Examiner runs with the line that with temperatures today expected to top 30 degrees Celsius, Irish Water has warned that a surge in demand for drinking water, coupled with falling supplies, is not sustainable and could worsen drought conditions. The Independent reports, meanwhile, that with the status orange warning in place for six counties and a status yellow for the rest of the country, it's possible that we could match the highest temperatures in living memory over the coming days. The highest temperature ever recorded in Ireland was at Kilkenny Castle in 1887, when temperatures hit 33.3 degrees Celsius, and in more recent years, a high of 32.2 degrees Celsius was recorded back in 2006. Vaccine cert holiday hell. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. Ian Begley reports that up to 25 Irish tourists who arrived in Malta yesterday were told that they must quarantine in a hotel because their vaccine cards were not deemed acceptable. Malta is insisting that anyone coming into the country should be fully vaccinated and have a digital COVID certificate. Begley reports that government officials are offering assistance to the Irish holidaymakers who are currently having to quarantine in hotels in Malta. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead today with details of the trial of 34-year-old Daniel Murta from Clondalkin in Dublin, who's pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty to the manslaughter of his 30-year-old ex-partner, Nadine Lott, at her apartment in Arklow, County Wicklow, in December 2019. Nadine's mother, Claire Lott, told the trial at the Central Criminal Court yesterday how she tried but failed to resuscitate her daughter when she found her lying on the floor of her kitchen. The Belfast Telegraph leads with tributes to 13-year-old schoolboy Jay Moffat, who died after he got into difficulty while swimming in Scarva Lake in County Down on Monday. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on SDLP leader Colm Eastwood's call on the Irish government to establish a citizens' assembly to discuss Ireland's constitutional future. Elsewhere on the front pages, The Independent runs with the picture of children wading through the water at Anna Lake in County Cavan, where there's currently an orange weather warning in place. The picture on the front of The Examiner, meanwhile, is of a young girl jumping off a mini waterfall in Kilbritton, County Cork. And finally, Darragh MacDonald's picture on the front of today's Times is of some of the 500 members of Ireland's Muslim community who gathered yesterday to celebrate the Eid al-Adha festival at Croke Park for the second year running.